come to you to bring you the Word of God on toknowchrist.com, associated with Church of the Testimony. I'm Brother Tony, and I will be presenting this sermon today. I come to you to bring you the Word of God as it was from the Old Testament through the New. I speak to you today on faith, on trust, and on belief. All three go together when we enter the Word of God. Our first point about faith, trust, and belief happened in the Garden of Eden when Eve was tempted by Satan to eat the forbidden fruit. And she believed Satan's word, which at that point in time showed distrust and non-belief in the Word of God. For God told her that if you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. And Satan told her she would not, and she believed him. And Adam as well. Well, it was proven that they would surely die, because when they were removed from the garden, they began a natural life, as we call it, a mortal life. And they did surely die. Not immediately, but eventually. Same with those who were warned of the flood. They did not believe the words from Noah, who had gotten that from God, and they were all destroyed in the flood. Some could have been saved if they'd have believed. We go through the history of Israel. Many times they had a good king, and the people believed, and they were fruitful, and they were well protected and blessed by God. And they sinned. They disregarded God. Eventually, they got other gods and worshiped them, which could do nothing for them. And God sent them prophets to warn them to turn back, to repent, and he would forgive them. He would make them prosperous, and he would heal their lands, and they did not. And God punished them for their distrust, for their unbelief. As it is throughout history, we can see that same event happening over and over again. Jesus came into the world, the Son of God himself, and he walked and he talked and he preached, and he preached and he performed many miracles to show that he was from God. And those that believed and followed him saw those miracles. Those that saw miracles and didn't believe could not explain why the miracles happened as they did. But the point is, faith and belief, trust, they all go hand in hand. If you're going to serve God and if you want his blessings, we welcome today, and it's being preached everywhere, that Christ rose from the grave. This is Easter Sunday, and so that's going to be the topic on all Christians. When Mary Magdalene went out on that Sunday morning early and saw the stone rolled away from the grave, from the tomb, she ran and told the disciples about it. And of course, John and Peter raced out there to investigate and see for themselves. But Jesus had already pretty much told them that he would be arisen. He wasn't going to stay dead, as we consider dead. When they took him down from the cross, many ran away. Many stayed and watched what happened as they placed him in the tomb. But the point of that is, those that followed him, those that believed, those that were his disciples, those that wanted to stay with Christ forever, scattered after his death. They hid, they ran, because they knew that they would have to face those Pharisees and those other Jews that did not have any respect for Christ, but only wanted him dead, and anyone who believed in him. They all hid out someplace so that it would not be discovered. So Jesus rose on the third day as he said he would, and he left the tomb. And as John and as Peter entered the tomb for themselves, they noticed that all of the linen cloths were folded and placed by themselves, as well as the handkerchief that was over Jesus' face. It was folded and set aside by itself, because they didn't know what had happened. They didn't have a clue what was going on, and they were confused, they were scared, they were worried. And they went back and told the others what they had seen. And so they all gathered in the upper room, locked the doors so they would be safe, and discussed it amongst themselves as what was going on. As we know, shortly after, Jesus entered that room. Even though it was locked and secured, Jesus was there. And when he spoke to them, they recognized him, and they worshipped him. Only one that was not there was Thomas. And when they told Thomas this, Thomas said, "I won't believe until I can see the wounds on him, the holes in his hand, the cut in his side, and I can touch them. Then I will believe." And Jesus again appeared. And he told Thomas, he said, "See the holes in my hand. See the wound in my side. Touch them." And he told Thomas, "See, now you believe." Thomas was blessed. And Jesus told him, "You believe because you see. More blessed are those who believe without seeing." Those are you and I and the later generations that came after that are blessed because we all believe. We don't need Jesus to stand in front of us for us to believe and have faith and trust. As it was with the days of old and the prophets, we all wish, or most people wish at some times in their life, that why doesn't God just send an angel to tell me, or a prophet to tell me his words? Why doesn't he just tell me what he wants out of me and what he wants me to do? Jesus had an answer for all of that, and so do we. Jesus was the final word. God sent Christ to speak to us. And he did. He spoke the very words of God himself. Jesus said that all that he says doesn't come from him, but the Father who told him what to say. So when you read your Bible, when you take it down, that is the word of God himself. And you'll find as you read it, it becomes alive. Everything that you're reading becomes alive. If you speak with the Holy Spirit and you pray to him before you read, he will guide you through your Bible. He will give you understanding and wisdom. Wisdom comes from God freely, because he tells us all you've got to do is ask, and he'll give it to you freely and in abundance. With that wisdom and knowledge that you will receive from the Lord, you start understanding what each verse and chapter says. Every verse from the Bible can be an entire sermon on itself. We recognize today that Jesus rose, assuring us that when we die in him, we will rise again too. Death is not permanent for us. Death does have no hold upon us. We know that death is the wages of sin. For the Bible tells us that. The wages of sin is death. But we don't have to stay dead. We don't have to be eternally separated from God Almighty. We can be with him, we can hold him, we can touch him, we can live in his light and life forever, eternally, with the Lord. Because Jesus took our sins to the cross. He suffered the full wrath of God. He died, and again, we know that he rose. And Jesus spoke to his disciples, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This is our promise. This is our great commission. This is our job. This is what we should do. When Jesus was going into Jerusalem and he passed the fig tree and he wanted something to eat, and he found no figs and he cursed the fig tree and it withered. That's another message for us, each of us. We are the fig tree. If we don't produce the fruit that the Lord has made us to do, then we're of no use and we will wither and be cast away. Producing good fruit and doing the works of the Lord is not like everybody has to be a preacher or a teacher, or everyone has to be a missionary. That's not necessarily what we all have to do. That's what some are chosen to do. Others can produce fruit just by the way they live. If you live in the Word, if you live according to the commands of Jesus, you're producing fruit. Your life sometimes is the only Bible anyone else will ever see. And if you live your life according to the Word, it will show. People will recognize it. You will change inside. You'll become something that you never thought possible. You will not realize how your life has changed until you look back on it. I knew a man that he didn't go to church, but he knew the Word of God because he had heard it, but he never paid much attention to it and didn't get it until one time he was sent out of town to work, and he heard a street preacher, and this street preacher was spouting the words out as quickly as he could, and he was saying this and saying that. And this man thought, I don't think that's right. I've been going to church for the last 3 months, and I just don't think that's right. So he looked it up in his Bible that was on his cell phone, and he approached the street preacher and corrected where he was wrong. And the street preacher was glad to see it, and he gave him a hug, and he moved on. And this man realized what he had done, and it surprised him. He was amazed that he even knew what the street preacher was saying was wrong. So it will change your life in many ways, and it'll surprise you as it does, just as it did this man. Jesus is our communication with God. He is our intercessor. God gave him authority over all things in heaven and earth, and Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. So we go to Christ with everything that we want. We pray to God through him. And through that, we know that our words have reached the ears of God himself. Back before Christ came, the Jews had to go to the temple, and they would make their sacrifices for their sins or whatever they needed to. And they would ask the priest, what did God say? And the priest would go through the holiest of holies and come back and give them a message. Today, that's not necessary. As Christ told the lady at the well, today you worship on this mountain, but the day is coming, and it is now, where you can worship God anywhere, anywhere. You and I have access to God always. There's no temple, no priest. Just worship God in spirit, as Jesus stated. Because of Jesus, there are no veils between us and God, as it was in the temple. No sacrifices for our sins is needed because Jesus was the final sacrifice. Jesus is described as the Lamb of God. Just as the blood of the lambs in the Old Testament was used to protect the Jews as they placed it over their doorway when the destroyer came through in the land of Egypt, so it is that God's Lamb placed his blood, spilled it for us, for our sins. John 3:16, we know that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We know this to be true because Jesus said it. And he said it because God said it. This is a very powerful statement, as it shows the unimaginable love of God for his creation, for his people. Who else would allow their precious child to be a sacrifice for people who don't know them, who don't even care about God? But God does love us without exception. He has offered forgiveness and salvation freely to anyone who asks. We as Christians can be assured that we will always live. We will live in the glory and grace of God, in the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. All that I tell you in my sermons can easily be verified just by reading your Bible. Don't believe me just because I say it so. Test me. Go look and see. Believe by trusting the living Word of God. I could testify all day to the way the Lord has walked with me and given me knowledge of His Word through the Holy Spirit. I'm no different than anyone else. I just trust in the Word of the Lord, and I pray for understanding always. James tells us in 1:5 that when we ask God for wisdom, He will give it to us liberally. Wisdom is a gift that God wants us to ask Him for and to freely receive, and all we need to do is acknowledge our need for it and boldly ask Him. God wants us to fully understand His Word, and He makes available many teachers to help you. Because Jesus died and rose, we're covered forever by the grace of God. We're saved because of His most incomprehensible grace. No one deserved this. No one deserved forgiveness. But because of His love, we're covered by grace. Just know that you're loved by God and you can walk in this grace and be holy in His sight. Especially in these holy days of the celebration of Easter. Come to the Lord and be saved if you haven't yet. And if you already have been, remember the Great Commission. Also remember that you're a child of the living God and your life has been made new. Do not corrupt this new life, but instead live the new life the Lord has given you freely. Live a Christ-like life to the best of your ability, and above all, remember the price that was paid by both Christ and the Father for you. Jesus is our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our King. Almighty God is the Creator of all things, and He loves you more than anyone that you could ever imagine or you could ever know could ever love you. All the words of the Bible are true. Everything from God, all that you ever want to know, is in that book. Read it. Visit with other believers. Get an understanding of it. And always, always verify what you're being told. In Jesus' name, I end this sermon for today. I hope you get something from it. And may God bless you. Amen.